Lydia Johnson. She's the head coach, volleyball, Illinois State University. She joins us in the studio. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Hey, it's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. Now, what have you done?
Okay.
What have you done this morning? What have you done?
This morning?
Have you accomplished anything yet today?
Yeah, only a few things. You know, raising two kids, cleaning the house, doing a little laundry.
This
what else
morning
did
you
I do?
did the laundry?
I did all that this morning,
What time did you get up?
Well, up and down since 1. But, yeah, I've been up since about 5:30.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's fine time to clean out the refrigerator.
I think you're right. I believe that, actually. You should see my fridge. It's kind of disgusting.
We've got mustard from May of 2015.
See, that's a problem. No one should have that in their fridge, but I'm certain everyone does.
We have it.
Yeah. It's still good.
Yeah, I think it's still good. I think it's still good. All right. So last we talked, the season's coming to an end here. Can you believe that?
It's pretty awesome.
It really flies by.
It flies by.
It seems like the time from the first practice to the first meaningful game is about the same distance as that first meaningful game and tournament time.
It sure does. It feels so short, and we've been grinding it out all year. There's a point in October where you're like, oh gosh, we're just getting started, and then all of a sudden it's here. You know, it's postseason, and you're competing, and we're working toward 20 wins this weekend. So we're pretty excited about that milestone for our program.
All right, so you've got games Friday and Saturday, and a deal for Saturday's game we'll tell you about here in just a couple of minutes. But Friday, it's Indiana State.
Yeah.
All these teams you've seen already.
We have. The second time around. We play Indiana State, and they're playing to get into the tournament still. So they've got a lot at stake. And for us, we're playing for our seed. We're hoping to secure up the third seed this weekend. And we host, obviously. So just going out on a high note on our home court, headed into the Missouri Valley Conference tournament over Thanksgiving week is, you know, a big deal for us.
I know. Now, past performance isn't indicative of what's going to happen. But what happened last time you guys
We played Indiana State and Evansville on the road, and we won 3-0 both those matches. And we had a pretty good performance on the road, and we're playing well. And I think we're playing as well, if not better, right now. So I'm excited about it. And so are they. So it should be a good match.
Well, there you go. Indiana State Friday at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, keep it in Indiana, Evansville comes to town.
Right. And that'll be senior night. And we're honoring four seniors and excited to kind of celebrate their careers and send them off on a high note as we go into postseason play.
So you want to mention those four seniors?
Yeah, we have Jalen Keene, who is the sister of Dalton Keene on the football team, who will be celebrating his senior night that same day. Yeah, so I think that's a fun opportunity for all of you football fans. Have heard about the sister. She's worth taking a look at, so come over and watch after the football game. Bring your ticket.
Yeah,
is that right?
Saturdays, if you go to the game Saturday, that ticket, keep your ticket. Don't throw it away. It'll get you into the volleyball game that night at 7.
That'd be great. And then we'll recognize Juma Armando, Megan Buki, and Ileana Lovejoy. And just four great people, four great women are going to go out and, you know, be great citizens in their communities.
I love the name, Ileana Lovejoy.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? I know. We call her E.
E?
Yep.
Ileana Lovejoy. All right. So, and then you want to mention here, you've got ISU led the Missouri Valley Conference in weekly individual awards this year.
Right.
And some of these awards show some promise for years to come.
Right, right. So Steph Jankowicz, our freshman setter, I believe she's received Freshman of the Week award five times now. And Courtney Pence, our libero, has received libero of the week or defensive player of the week five. Is that right? Five times. You might be looking at that number, not me. I'm going
five times.
Yeah,
five time defensive player of the week.
I mean, that's pretty outstanding. And Courtney's a junior. Steph being a freshman.
Right.
So those two together, that's your first and your second contact, makes for some pretty good promise.
Kevin, do you know what a libero is? Do we cover that already?
I do not.
I call them the diggers.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of the primary passer, the primary defender. They wear a different color jersey. They can just stay on the court all the time. And actually, that rule was implemented in the middle of my college career.
Well, you were at Labar, right?
Yeah, yep. So we were, that was kind of a new thing to where your defender gets to stay on the court six rotations. It's increased the level of the game. It's made it harder to score. It's made the rallies longer. It's made it more fan-friendly.
Did you like that rule?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. Yeah, I just think it makes the game more challenging, and it helps you demonstrate athleticism even at a higher level.
All right, and let's see here. You've got, we mentioned. So Friday night, it's Indiana State, 7 o'clock. Saturday night, Evansville, 7 o'clock. That's where Kevin came from.
Is that right?
Evansville.
Well, you need to come over and make sure you wear your red.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
What color is Evansville? Purple and
purple.
Purple, yeah.
Purple
Aces.
All right, so, and then let's talk about, you guys are, you have nothing to do with that, but you focus on winning games, but ISU is hosting the Missouri Valley Conference tournament.
Yeah, and it's been quite some time since they've hosted, and so the tournament will start on Thursday. We will have the premier slot at 7 o'clock, regardless of who we play, on Thursday on Thanksgiving. So if you guys can wake yourselves from your Thanksgiving coma, please come out and watch. You know, we'd love to have everyone. And then the semis are Friday and Saturday for the championship. And whoever wins that tournament gets the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. So there's a lot at stake.
All right. So let's talk about your day, Thursday. It is Thanksgiving.
Right.
How do you handle that with the players?
Yeah. So we... you know, we obviously kind of monitor food intake and time blocks and sleep and nutrition and recovery. And so we'll do a dinner as a team Wednesday night. And actually, the entire team's coming to my house on Monday. We're having our team Thanksgiving Monday.
Oh, that's cool.
And yesterday, they told me they were having a Friendsgiving. So they, as a team, had decided to do this thing on Sunday. They're like, Coach, we're going to have two Thanksgivings. And I said, well, should I change mine? And they immediately, like, got rigged, no! And they're like, are you cooking all that? I said, no. I hadn't told you yet. You're coming over and cooking it all.
Oh.
So we're going to do a little team bonding and assign them different tasks and, you know, courses of the meal. And they'll prepare prepare together. And it'll be a great time.
How is that received?
Oh, well, they're pretty excited.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if there's food around, everybody's excited, right? So they're excited.
All right. Welcome to Leah's Tomaine Shack.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Time.
Where'd that come from? Did you do that with other teams you played with?
You know, Missouri Valley is one of the few places that hosts their tournament over Thanksgiving. And so any coach who's coached in the Missouri Valley long enough hasn't had a Thanksgiving in years. They're just used to it. The players, I said, how do you guys feel about this? Well, the seniors are like, I haven't had a Thanksgiving in 3 years, so it doesn't matter to me. So I think in a sense it's just fun to have team bonding and have this social time and make it family friendly because we're all family. I mean, we care about each other deeply, and so it's just a time to kind of sit back and step back and be thankful.
And hopefully Monday when you're celebrating Thanksgiving with a team – you can also make them very conscious not to load up because there's more games to be played.
Yeah, exactly. Lots to be played.
That'd be a nice little burden to have.
I would love that, and I think it's a great time of year. It's fun. I love this time of year. It's postseason. Everyone says winding down. I say amping up because we need to be playing our best, and we're fighting to play as long as we can.
Okay, so Friday, Indiana State, 7 o'clock. Saturday, Evansville, 7 o'clock. If you're going to the ISU football game Saturday, that ticket stub will get you into Saturday night's volleyball game. And ISU hosting the Missouri Valley Tournament next week. That's the 23rd through the 25th. And tickets available for that one. Session tickets are very reasonably priced. And GoRedbirds.com has all the information.
Exactly. We hope to see everyone there. Thank you guys for your support all season. Let's keep it going. See you at the tournament. And go your Redbirds.
All right. We'll play out here. And by the way, if you're a VIP club member, go to the VIP club. And you have a chance to win tickets to the volleyball tournament here coming up. Full session tickets to the Missouri Valley Volleyball Tournament at Redbird Arena. And if you're not a member, you can sign up today. Go to WJBC.com and click on the VIP button there. All the details are there.